Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 513. The Chachamim provide us with ingredients to begin a marriage with a firm foundation. And very often people don't listen to their words. But again, like we said, that no matter how long you're married, you start right now with that firm foundation and start building it, and your marriage could get stronger and stronger. The Gemara formulated brachais, sheva brachais. And the first one, which is the ikar one, which is the basis of a successful marriage, is shahakal bara lechvaydai, that Hashem created everything for His glory. Yitzhar is afterwards, Hashem created man, and so on. And marriage counselors often say that marriage problems arise because of difficulties in communication. And that's true, you need communication, but that alone doesn't really describe it. So Rav Tversky said that in the airport, it hit him when he saw this phenomenon. You know, there's something there when you're in airports, there's moving sidewalks where there's like a sort of underneath your feet, things move and you're just moving along and you're standing, but the machine is moving you along. So he was standing on a moving sidewalk, and parallel to it was a moving sidewalk that was going in the opposite direction. So next to him stood an airline employee who noticed another airline employee on the adjacent moving sidewalk. And they exchanged a few words, hey, hello, how are you? But soon they couldn't communicate because they were out of range. He was going one way and the other one was heading in the opposite direction. So it occurred to Rabbi Tversky that they may have excellent communication skills, but they can't communicate because they're moving away from each other. They're each headed in a different direction. So in a book, Getting the Love You Want by Harley Hendricks, he says, after all, people don't get married to take care of their partner's needs. They get married to further their own psychological and emotional growth. In other words, these type of marriages are not based on common interest. They don't have the same goal. The man is interested in having his needs met. The woman's interested in having her needs met. And that's like two people on moving sidewalks going in the opposite direction. They could have excellent communication skills, but they can't communicate effectively. Why? Because they're distant from each other. So there's that shortcoming in having their own needs met. And if that's the main source of the goal of the marriage, and each one has that for themselves, then the very foundation of the marriage is threatened. That's why the first bracha, sheva brachas, the Chachamim gave a young couple, and it's not just for young couples, it's us that are married years and years, to go back to that first bracha of sheva brachas, shehakol bara lechvodai. Everything was created for the kavod of Hashem. Of course, a person needs to have their emotional and other needs satisfied. It's important that each one should have their needs satisfied, and they should give to each other to satisfy those needs. There's no question about it. But that's not the primary basis of a marriage. The goal of the marriage is kavod shamayim, establishing a family, bringing kavod to Hashem, bringing the Shechina in with the shalom. And if each or one of the couple feels that their emotional needs have not been satisfied fully, you know, then the basis of the relationship is not weakened. It stays intact. There's shortcomings. They need to be worked on. They need to work on fulfilling each other's needs in a healthy way. They could communicate it, work through it. That's fine. But the shahakal bara lechvodai, everything is created for Hashem's honor, and they're both focused on that, then everything is fixable. It will work itself out. The idea being that the human being is consist of a body and the spirit. The body Hashem wants you to use. There's nothing wrong with eating and drinking, enjoying things, but we elevate it. It is an animal body for the most part. The Gemara does say that for three things, a human being is similar to animals, and in three things, it's similar to angels. And the three that's similar to animals is body-related aspects, eating, drinking, the digestive systems, all of that, and sexuality. All of those things are in animals as well. They're not in angels. Man, though, because of his neshama, has the ability beyond animals to avoid mistakes, build on positive accomplishments. They could reflect on the purpose of life. They can contemplate the ultimate goals of life. Man is the only being, man and woman, that can improve themselves voluntarily for their own efforts. You see, caterpillar improves also, turns into the butterfly, but it's an automatic process in their genes. They don't wake up and say, oh, I'm going to become a butterfly. Man is the only person that could think to improve, to become the best they can be. They can think of future consequences. They can delay gratification. They could take ethical and moral decisions that will hold back bodily urges and cravings. They don't need to be self-centered. An animal, by its essence, is self-centered. It's biological. The ability to put one's needs ahead of your own is a human trait, not an animal trait. So the desire to have all your needs met is a certain self-centeredness there. That is an animal trait. That's not a human trait. So a marriage that's predicated solely on having one's own need met is an animal type relationship. As he puts it bluntly like that. It is true. Again, doesn't mean you ignore real needs. You fulfill each other's real needs, including physical needs. But that's not the sole primary focus of life, and certainly not of marriage. Everyone needs to help each other fulfill what they need physically, in food, in drink, sexually. All this is important. But a person is not an animal. A person is a mensch, created by Hashem, by Yipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. And like the Zohar says, Man Nafach Mitoichei Nafach. One who exhales something blows from within themselves, is blowing from within themselves. So when Hashem blew a breath of life into man, he put something of himself, Kaviyachal, in man, the divine neshama, the Tzelem Elikim, the Nishmas Yisrael, that gives you beyond. You could go beyond your body's desire for gratification. You go beyond animalistic behaviors. And therefore, this is the next concept of after Shahakabara Lechvaidai, which is Yaitzer HaAdam. Hashem created you as a unique human being. You're not an animal. Each of you needs to be a mensch, the mensch you're created to be. You could make sacrifices. You could pull your own needs and desires for your husband, for your wife. Of course, your partner, the husband and wife, needs to be a mensch too. You don't need to make sacrifices for a narcissist. That's a separate parasha. But this change from being a single self-centered person to being married and now devoting to the needs of one spouse is menschlichkeit. That is the basic human menschlichkeit. Yoitzer ha'adam. And us who are married years, we didn't do this yet, we go back to that Yoitzer Adam. And we start being menschlich and starting caring for the other person's needs. The third bracha of Sheva Brachas, how Hashem created woman from man. It's similar to Rabbi Aryeh Levine's story where his wife consulted a doctor and Rabbi Levine told the doctor, our foot hurts us, the unity of the unit of marriage. It's like shears where they can't be separated. It seemed to be going in opposite directions, but you need them both in order to do anything. The Gemara Yerushalmi in the Darim Halacha Tes, or Perek Tes Halacha Vav rather, says that a person has an injury in his arm. And let's say he has an injury on his left arm. The right arm doesn't hit that left arm. Why did you do that? Why did you harm yourself? Of course not. You're one body. You wouldn't do that. So the awareness of that you and your wife, you and your husband are a single unit, then the reaction towards discomfort is not rebellion or anger or taking the comma. Because you're taking the comma, it's like your right hand beating up your left hand. You're one. Then it talks about remembering Yerushalayim. It talks about, the Sheva Brachas, about Hashem bringing joy to Yerushalayim. and the bringing back of the Golos, and Reim Ahuvim, and Samech Tesamach Reim Ahuvim, Kesamech Begad Eid Mikedem, that gladness like Adam and Chav and Gan Eden. But going back to the original theme, going back to the original bracha, the two brachas, the first two brachas we're going to focus on. And that is something that a newlywed couple goes coming in, and to have that in mind through the course of their marriage, and for us who are married a lot longer, to go back to that. When we have that marriage, that we have the mind focal point, both of them, both husband and wife, shahakol bara lechvaydai, everything is created for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings greater kavod to Hashem. Ultimately, if you do that the right way, then you will have all your needs fulfilled ultimately. Yours and your husband's, yours and your wife's. Why? Because l'kavod Hashem, because Hashem is the ultimate toiv ometiv. He showers chesed upon everybody, every bria. He's chafetz chesed, oylam chesed yibane. So ultimately, a husband or wife that recognizes Hakol Bara Lechvayde, everything is created in Hashem's honor, I'm honoring Hashem by emulating him and bestowing chesed. And part of that is fulfilling my husband or wife's needs. Needs, physical needs. Needs, emotional needs. Needs, spiritual needs. All needs. They'll do it automatically for each other as best as they could if they have in mind Shehakol Bara Lechvayde. Because they're bringing Hashem in, which is rather than oneself and beyond oneself. But ironically, you don't lose yourself. You don't lose out. You only gain. You become your best possible self. And you have the most sipak ha-nefesh, including physically. You're more likely to be prone to have all your physical needs met if both of you have that in mind of shahakal bara lechvaydai, just like Hashem wants to provide Pesach es yodecha umazbiya l'chol chai ratzin, that he opens up his outstretched hand and gives everyone their desires, what they need. So a marriage needs to be based on Shehakol Bara Lechvaydai, and then Yoitzera Adam, the uniqueness of a human being, to make personal sacrifices for the other one. And that the husband and wife are a single unit that can have a happy marriage of a long duration, that's Nitzchias, that's the Olam Va'ed. Reyim Ahuvim. So we just talked about the two first brachas primarily. And we don't just, every time we go to Chasana, or we are there by Yeshiva brachas, contemplate on it and think about your own marriage. It doesn't make a difference how long you're married. You start shifting towards the Shehakol Bara Lechvaydai and Yoitzera Adam. Your marriage is transformed. Over time, it'll be transformed. And you will have, ironically, it's not a goal. You see, if your hyper-focus is your self-centeredness and filling your need, it will fall apart. If it is Hakol Bara Lechvaydai, Hashem's honor, and that you're one unit, then you elevate everything. And by elevating everything, everything gets enhanced and better. And needs are indeed met and fulfilled. Bracha v'atzlacha.